弟兄姊妹，我想大家都知道我从年初以来心中的负担。
Brothers and sisters, I believe you know the burden in my heart from the beginning of the year.
就是心中我实在盼望弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要真真实实的能够遇见我们的主。
I hope that everyone would truly encounter the Lord.
所以我需要我要问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
就是说，我们到底有没有一个心愿，我要碰到主？
Do we have the desire that we want to encounter the Lord?
我不晓得你有没有曾经这样子做过这样子的祷告。
Have you prayed this way?
主啊，我要遇见你。
Lord, I want to meet you.
是吧？如果我没有遇见你的话，我是不会善罢甘休的。
I will not give up until I meet you.
我实在觉得我们今天对主的追求，实在跟过去的弟兄们有一段的差距。
I feel we have a gap. When we pursue the Lord, we have this gap when compared to past brethren before us.
对，当你弟兄他愿意经历罗马书的那个与主同死同复活的事情，他在寻求这件事情的时候。
And our brother was seeking to know to die with the Lord and to resurrect with Him.
对，他到了一个程度，主给他一个感觉说，我需要经历这件事情。
He was going and to that extent, he felt that he has to experience this.
对，如果我没有这样的经历的话，这么重要的一个真理，我没有经历的话，我没有办法让它过去。
I cannot give up if I do not experience such an important truth.
对，我忘了是多久的时间，他祷告了一个月还是三个月，他就天天这样子去祷告。
I can't remember. Maybe he prayed for 1 month to 3 months daily. He prayed such a prayer.
然后主啊，这个事情如果我不看见，如果我不明白，如果不进入的话，我没有办法让他不能让他过去的。
Say, Lord, if I do not see, I do not understand, I do not enter into it, I'm not going to give up.
我想这只是一个例子。
This is just an example.
这个表明我这个人到底是不是另有一个心智。
This shows whether we have another spirit of mind.
对，神的事情，弟兄姊妹，我们都信主。
Brothers and sisters, we have believed in the Lord.
对，神的事情，认识他都。这些相关的都摆在我们的面前。
Things of God to know Him, these are all laid out before us.
但为什么有人往前，有人停留，有人退后
？But how come some went forward and some were stationary and some was going backward?
对，这当中实在是有一个观念，就是我们是不是有一个 desire, 有一个迫切的心，我们要多认识他。
It shows us whether do we truly have the desire to know Him.
所以有位那个年长弟兄孙弟兄有一个很好的劝勉。
Elderly brother son exhort us.
因为他要常常跑各个地方去服侍。
Because he serves, you know, he goes to places to serve.
所以他就学了一个秘诀。
So he has learned the secret.
他不管去哪里，那个准备的充分不充分，还不是最最重要的事情。
It wasn't that important whether he has, you know, prepared, you know, sufficiently.
对，没有错，是总是忠心的去准备。
But he prepared faithfully.
但他最大的那个 priority, 最高的那个优先次序是说，我去了有没有主的同在。
But his priority was that when I go, do I have the presence of the Lord with me?
有主的同在，不管我能够准备多少，我主同在我就去。
Whether how much I prepare, but if the Lord is with me, I will go.
所以同样的，我们也要问一个问题。
The same for us, we have to ask this question.
对，我们读圣经、祷告、聚会。
When we read the Bible, when we pray, when we come to the meetings.
也许到了一个程度，我们要问说，主啊，如果我读圣经读了这么多圣经，我都没有遇见你的话，我在。读什么圣经？
Maybe we should ask ourselves if we have read so much of the Bible and we haven't met the Lord, what am I reading here?
如果我们常常来聚会，花了时间来，
if we spend time to come to the meetings,
如果都没有遇见主的话，我来聚会是干什么？
If we haven't met the Lord, why do we come to the meetings?
所以有时候，请 允许我不厌其烦的再讲这个。
Allow me to say this again and again.
对，因为我昨天晚上才跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
Yes, I shared this with brothers and sisters last night.
对，因着这一次，我想思想遇见碰见主的事情。
Because I was pondering on this matter of meeting the Lord.
对，我老是觉得我们都是不太正常。
I feel that we are abnormal.
也就是说，在我们平常的生活里面，我们碰见一个人，跟他相处是一个很自然的事情。
It's a very natural thing to on a daily basis to meet a person.
对，我们有朋友，有弟兄姊妹。
We have friends, we have brothers and sisters.
对，我们有丈夫，我们有妻子。
We have husbands, we have wives.
然后我们有孩子。
We have kids.
那当我们在生活里面的时候呢，我们可以跟这个人谈话。
In our daily life, we can talk to this person.
然后知道他在做什么。
We know what the person is doing.
然后知道他想什么。
Know what the person is thinking.
啊，有时候一起吃饭，打打球，有点交通。
And sometimes we have a meal together. You know, we go play basketball together. You know, have some fellowship.
这在我们生活里面是最最自然不过的事情，对不对？
It's such a natural thing in our lives.
可是很奇怪，当我们拉到跟主的关系的时候，好像不是这个样子。
But when we bring this to our relationship with the Lord, it doesn't seem that way.
对，我们好像可以读圣经一年一遍，一年两遍，能读两遍吗？一年一遍。
Maybe you can read through the Bible one time or twice a year.
对，我们可以忠心的来聚会。
We can come to the meetings very faithfully.
我们也可以像有一些事情在向主祈求。
And we can pray, you know, to the Lord for certain things.
然后我们还可以有一些劳苦为主做一些事情。
And maybe we have some labor for the Lord.
但是有时候我们做了很多周边的活动。
Sometimes, you know, we do all these things that, you know, just outside things.
但是我们却不晓得主要跟我讲什么。
But yet we do not know what the Lord wants to speak to us about.
主在这事情的旨意是什么？
What is the will, His will in this matter?
然后主的爱有没有摸着我心的最深处？
And did His love, did the Lord, love of the Lord touch the deepest most of my heart?
我有没有经历主同在当中的那个安息？
Do I experience the rest with the presence of the Lord?
我有没有一个感觉，我真的是亲眼见到我的主？
Do I sense that I yes indeed I see my Lord face to face?
对，所以弟兄姊妹，既然主是又真又活的神，
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is true and living,
我们有一个应该有一个 desire， 我们要遇见他，我们要亲自的遇见他。
And we ought to have a desire to meet Him.
好，所以我今天试着要提到一个，我把一个题目可以这样看，在我们在试炼当中来遇见主。
Today I'll try to look at this to encountering the Lord in trial.
不过我要先从一个地方开始。
I want to begin with one thing.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们再稍微有一点点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们敞开我们的心来到你面前。
Lord Jesus, we open our hearts before you.
主啊，求你鉴察我们这个人。
Lord, search us.
主啊，在今天这个时候
，Today,
帮助我们遇见你。
Right now, in this moment, Lord, help us to meet you.
每一次相聚的时候，我们都祷告我们要遇见你。
Lord, as we gather every time, Lord, we pray that we will see you.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，这句话是讲到说，我们如果是一个清心的人 ，pure heart.
Brothers and sisters, here it speaks that if we are one who is pure in the heart,
你会见到主的，就是碰到主。
You shall see God. You will encounter Him.
所以一个单纯的人是能够常常的碰见主。
One who is simple will be able to touch, meet Him regularly.
单纯真的很好。
It's good to have that simple heart.
所以有时候我们碰到一个福音朋友，我们说，哎呀，这个福音朋友好单纯。
We are saying, you know, we see a friend, well, this gospel friend is very simple.
所以有时候我也很难定义。
It's hard for me to define.
但是我有时候碰到一个人，你知道说，哦，他来的时候不是带着特殊的目的。
The person didn't come with a specific purpose.
哦，里面不是一种很抵触的一个光景。
It's not having a condition of much against.
哦，里面感觉是柔软的。
It's very soft.
然后是一个好像预备好，他能够听福音的人。
One who's prepared, you know, to listen to the gospel, to hear it.
所以碰到这种福音朋友，我们感谢主，他很单纯。
When we meet such a gospel friend, we thank the Lord. This person is very simple.
然后有些初信的弟兄姊妹，我们也觉得很单纯。
Some brothers and sisters who have just come to the Lord, we feel they are very simple.
对不对？有时候我们碰到一个事情发生哈，我们又在想，会不会碰巧发生
？Sometimes we have something happen. We say, "Oh, is this a coincidence?"
而一个单纯的弟兄姊妹不会这样想。
But those who are, you know, they are very pure and simple, they do not think it that way.
啊，一个事情发生。神做的。
Well, something happened. God did it.
那个事情发生，这一定跟神有关系。
And another thing happened. That must have something to do with God.
所以这些单纯的弟兄姊妹有点像海绵了。
They are like sponges.
所以当神把那个活水供应的时候呢，他那个海绵是能够很容易吸收进去的。
When the Lord supplied them with living water, these sponges just ready to absorb it.
对，但是不，如果我们不够单纯的话，
If we are not that simple,
那比较像墙壁。
We are like walls.
就是当有神的话要传递的时候呢，它会反弹的。
When the word of God is to deliver out, then the wall will just repel.
那我最近还觉得像另外一个东西。
These days I feel it's like something else.
像黑洞。
It's like a black hole.
就是。黑洞就是说，当你把东西丢进去的时候，它也不是吸收进去，它就是 disappear 这样。
When you throw something in there, it didn't absorb it; it just disappeared.
对不对？你把很多东西，主的这个美好的真理、美好的见证经历，这样把它丢进去。
All the truth and then the testimony, you know, you just throw it in there.
那就一去不复返，没有任何的反应。
There is no return, no response.
其实弟兄姊妹，原谅我这样讲，我们当中其实很多黑洞。
Forgive me for saying this. There are lots of black holes among us.
所以单纯是好的。
So it's good to be simple.
我过去有个观念哈，就是，对我希望我要做个单纯的人。
In the past, I have this concept that I want to be one who is simple.
对，我要像个海绵，我不要像墙壁或是黑洞。
I want to be like a sponge, not a wall or a black hole.
但是这几个礼拜，当我继续思想的时候，我发现要做一个单纯的人不是那么容易的。
But these few weeks, as I was pondering, it is not easy to be one, you know, to be pure and simple.
或是说，我们整个基督徒属灵的历程是一个被炼净的过程。
Or we can say that this whole spiritual process is a purification process.
对，没有错。我们有的时候刚刚信主的时候是还是蛮单纯的。
Maybe yes, but when we first came to the Lord, we are quite simple.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要认识自己。
But brothers and sisters, you have to know yourself.
我们还是里面很多的复杂，很多自己的想法，很多抵触的地方。
We have our own thoughts. It's very complex, and we are against many things.
所以我们整个信主的过程里面呢，神在做一件事情。
So our whole journey, after we believe in the Lord, God is doing something.
就是炼净，把我们变成那个心变得更加的纯净，更加的 pure 的一个过程。
He is purifying us, that our hearts will be pure before Him.
所以当我这样想的时候，我就发现，啊，要做一个越过越单纯的人，不容易的。
It's not easy to be one who is more and more simple before the Lord.
所以我们必须更加的愿意说，向主说。主啊，我愿意越过越单纯。
And we ought to say to the Lord, I want to be more and more simple before you.
所以当我读了这些圣经的时候呢，我就知道说，要单纯的话，需要坚固的跟随主。
In order to have that simplicity, we have to walk in the Lord steadfastly.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter. chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章的六到七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verses 6 and 7.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这边有两个字，一个叫做试炼，一个叫做试验。
There are two words here. One is trial, and one is test.
对，可以好。所以那个试炼就是会发生一些事情。
The trials, there would be things that would happen.
然后试验就是被 prove, 就是它被证明、被测试呢，是有那个性质的。
To be tested is to have the proof. It's to prove that you have that substance.
而且那个试炼是百般的试炼，就是说很多的试炼。
And trials is various trials, many trials.
然后当你在试炼当中的时候呢，他这边把它连到金子。
When it says trials, it link it to gold.
好像那个金子经过火，它是证明是金子。
That the gold through the test of the fire proved that it is gold.
这边是彼得前书，我们看那个箴言十七章。
And we'll see Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言的十七章第三节。
Chapter 17.Verse 3.
箴言十七章第三节。
Verse 3, chapter 17.
鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
The refining pot is for silver and a furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts.
你注意一下 ，OK， 鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
The refining pot is for silver and a furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts.
这边他把那个鼎、把那个炉、把耶和华是放在平行的位置。
Here it put the refining pot and the furnace in the same place as the Lord.
然后他把那个银、把金跟人心呢是放在平行的位置。
And it put silver, gold, and man's hearts in the same level.
也就是说，鼎怎么炼银呢？那个耶和华就怎么熬炼、怎么炼人的心。
And the how the refining pot refines the silver, that is how the Lord tried our hearts.
我们再读一次，再读一个地方，诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
诗篇六十六篇第十到十二节。
Verses 10 through 12.
诗篇六十六篇十到十二节。神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们如熬炼银子一样，你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们的身上，你使人坐车扎我们的头，使我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。
For you have tried us, O God, you have refined us as silver is refined, you brought us into the net, you laid an oppressive burden upon our loins, you made men ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, yet you brought us out into a place of abundance.
所以他这边仍然讲到试验，讲到熬炼。
It still speaks about trials and refining.
然后我们经过水火，他有个目的，把我们带到丰富之地。
So even though we went through fire and through water, he has a purpose to lead us into a place of abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做试炼
？So brothers and sisters, what is a trial? What are trials?
苦难。
Sufferings.
对，许多的风浪，许多不顺利的事情。
There's some storm and things that don't go our way.
你自己不想要发生的事情。
Things that you don't want to happen.
甚至有些可能是在神允许之下从仇敌来的试探。
Maybe some things even as God allows it, the temptation from Satan.
所以我这次心中有一个很深的感觉。
I have this very strong feeling in my heart.
神可以借着试炼呢，熬炼人心。
God can use trials to test our hearts, to try our hearts.
然后在这个熬炼的过程当中呢， 你越过越过成为一个清新的人。
And to, it is to refine our hearts that more and more we become one who's pure in the heart.
然后在然后一个清新的人，你必定遇见主，你必定得见神。
Because one who is pure in heart, you shall see God. That is for sure.
有的时候，哦，因为为什么是这样子？因为我碰到弟兄姊妹的一些情况。
I've met brothers and sisters in different circumstances.
有时候，有个姊妹她说，我那时候。他们因为夫妻搬家搬到另外一州，所以报税的时候知道说很容易出错。
Oh, the sister was sharing with me when their whole family moved to a different state. When they are filing their taxes, it's easy to make mistakes.
所以他特别雇佣了那个报税的公司来帮他们报税。
So they went to the company that does taxes.
然后报税的过程当中，他很诚恳的祷告。
So in the whole process, she was praying.
结果报完税之后回来还是报错。
She prayed sincerely, but yet, you know, it came out wrong. It was a lot of mistakes.
所以她就问我说，是不是她犯了什么罪？
So she asked me, was it because I sinned?
她也不觉得她犯了什么罪，但是为什么她这么诚恳的倚靠主、祷告主，还是出了问题呢？
She couldn't understand that.She didn't, you know, it's not because of her sinning, and then she was praying sincerely and trusting in the Lord. But why these things happen?
对弟兄姊妹，有的时候，就拿生病来讲，有的时候我们会生病。
Brothers and sisters, for example, you know, being sick, sometimes we do get sick.
对，的确，有时候生病是神的管教。
Some indeed are the discipline of from God.
当我们遇到生病的时候，我们去问主说：“主啊，是不是我有一些功课是我要学的？”这是好的态度。
So when we are sick, we come to the Lord and ask, is there a lesson that I need to learn? That's a good attitude.
但是你知道吗？有时候生病跟罪没有直接的关系。
But you know that sometimes when we are sick, it has nothing to, you're not directly related to sin.
当我们在祷告的过程当中，我实在找不出来我是不是哪里得罪主。
As we pray and seek before the Lord, we couldn't find anything that we sin against God.
对，然后弟兄姊妹，你们有的人是会做研究。
Brothers and sisters, some of you do research.
对，有时候做研究，你不是说你很诚恳的祷告，然后求主认识耶和华是智慧的开端，天天这样子祷告，你就可以把它做得出来的。
Some research, you know, it's not that you know you pray so sincerely and you said that you know to know him, you know, as the beginning of wisdom, then you know you have some results that will you know show forth.
甚至有时候你感觉啊，这是神带给我的一个 project.
Sometimes you feel the Lord brought you this project.
最后没做出来。
And in the end, you have nothing to do it.
是我犯罪了吗？
Is it because I sin?
还是我哪里得罪主？
Is there something I sin against God?
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候不一定是我们犯罪。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes it's not because we sin.
所以这次当我思想的时候，有些情形，神就是把一个崎岖的路放在我们的身上。
And as I ponder this time, indeed, sometimes God just puts a winding path before us.
然后他把放在我们身上的时候呢，他其实有，我想一下，有至少有三个目的。
As when he puts these things before us, I was thinking there are at least three purposes.
第一个是对我们自己的。
One is toward ourselves.
他要把我们真实的光景把它显明出来。
He wants to reveal the true condition.
第二个是对于主的。
The second one is toward the Lord.
他要我们学习交通于基督的苦难。
He wants us to be had in the fellowship of his suffering.
第三个是对于人的。
And the third is towards man.
他叫我们这些人能够成为别人的供应、祝福和安慰。
That we can become supply and blessing and comfort to others.
我今天可能比较着重在第一个方面。
I focus on the first part today.
所以你发现哈，当神把一个试炼放在我们的环境里的时候
，When God puts a trial in our circumstance,
这是一个 purify， 就是那个净化的过程。
It's a purification process.
他的目的呢，是把我们这个人能够越练越单纯。
It's to purify us to be more and more pure.
圣经里面有一个字哈，中文翻成叫做"精精"。
In
就 pure gold,
yeah, pure,
就是纯金的意思。
There is a term in the Bible saying pure gold.
所以我特别去查了一下那个中国的黄金都在哪里。
So I went to research a little bit where the gold are in China.
对，至少你们那个不是你们，就是至少中国的好吧，至少这个中国的那个金块好，是从成都那边产生出来的。
So the gold that you find in China is produced in Chengdu. It's found in Chengdu.
所以他们做了很多很多非常纯净的金块，是作为国家的那个 reserve， 就是那个就是要收在一起的那个财务的这个根基啊。
So they made it. They produce these pure gold and kept it in the national reserve.
所以他在这个试验这个金块纯净的过程当中，有一个步骤是可以用火的。
So in this purification process, it's the one of the process the steps.
得用超过1000度的温度。
Over a thousand degrees.
然后在那个过程当中，他测试它到底纯不纯。
And during that process, they will test whether it is pure.
他就一直烧，好像还慢慢增加温度。
So as they purify it, they will increase the temperature.
然后有些杂质在这个温度之下除掉了。
So some of the
杂质
residue, they will be taken away.
对，然后越过更多的杂质更多的被去掉。
So more and more, it's the residue is being taken away and it's more pure.
然后所以中国就得着了那个999，他说是9999纯金，很纯这样。
So China gains the 99.99 pure gold.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经描述我们这些人哈，信心经过试验，比那个能坏的金子更显宝贵。
So the Bible describes us that for us to be purified by fire is more precious than the gold that has gone through the fire.
当有些试炼来的时候，你发现神在熬炼我们的人心啊。
So we know that as trials come, God is trying our hearts.
他把我们里面真实的光景显出来了。
He reveals the true condition in us.
我们平常有的时候看不出来。
Normally, probably we don't see it.
对，我们觉得其实我属灵光景还挺不错的。
Maybe we feel that we have a very good spiritual condition.
那有时候弟兄姊妹也觉得我还蛮不错的。
And sometimes brothers and sisters even feel we are okay.
那我自我感觉也还不错。
And we feel good about ourselves.
但是你知道吗？有一些时候试炼一来的时候。
And sometimes when trials come.
可能不是我犯罪。
Maybe not because I sin.
但是那个试炼环境一来的时候，我里面发出抱怨。
But when the purification process is there, in me there was murmuring.
我里面不服了。
I'm not able to submit.
我里面开始，我虽然不敢直接 question， 直接问主，但我里面就是有这种感觉，我为什么？
Maybe I dare not directly question the Lord, but I would say in my heart, why?
对，也许我那个忧愁被显出来了。
And maybe my sorrow was revealed.
我的软弱被显出来。
My weakness was revealed.
我里面的骄傲被显出来。
My pride has been revealed.
所以当试炼一来的时候呢，人里面真正的光景它就被显露出来了。
So when trials come, the true condition of man inside has been revealed.
对，当我想到那个彼得的时候。
When I think about Peter.
对，当彼得在平常跟随主的，他是门徒 number one， 他是一号门徒。
When Peter, at the time when they were following the Lord, he was number one among the disciples.
他可能年纪也算是几乎算是最长，他也是主最看重的一个门徒。
No matter the age, he's maybe older, and then the Lord also was think highly of him.
然后跟着主能够观看许多的神迹，也跟主许多的交谈，在主祷告的时候，可能也在他的身旁。
Maybe he saw a lot of miracles and a lot of conversations with the Lord. He was there.
当主说我要上要受死要上十字架。
When the Lord say I am to die and I have to go to the cross and die.
他里面充满了自信。
He was so confident within himself.
他说主啊，我就是跟你同死， 我也不会离开你的。
He said, Lord, I would rather, you know, go with you and die than I would not leave you.
所以他对自己的认识，对自己的那个评估是可以甘心的为主殉道的。
His knowledge and, you know, kind of a measure of himself, he thought he could be dying with the Lord.
所以其实彼得并不认识自己。
But Peter did not know himself.
所以当主耶稣被被卖。
So when the Lord was being betrayed.
然后在这个审判要被带到审判的这个过程当中。
When the Lord was put on trial.
没有弟兄姊妹知道，在一个小的使女的面前呢，或者在一些小的使女的面前，一些比较不重要的人物面前，彼得三次不认主。
But before a maid servant or those, you know, was he three times he denied the Lord.
没有错，那时候的环境的确是风声鹤唳，好像在一个要被逼迫的一个环境里面。
Indeed, it was like in a circumstance that you know you.That would be persecution.
所以那是一个试炼临到彼得的身上。
That was a trial that came upon Peter.
所以当这个试炼临到他身上的时候，他把他里面那个真实对主的那个信靠他、真实要主的心、真实是否能够为主殉道的光景显露出来了。
But when this trial came upon Peter, it revealed in his the condition of his heart whether he truly.Wants the Lord and would die for the Lord.
不是表面显露出来，他是彻彻底底从根部完全显露出来。
It's not just outwardly that was revealed, but deep within everything that was within him was revealed.
哇，原来我是一个可以发咒不认主的一个人啊。
Wow, you know, I can be one that sworn that you know I do not know the Lord.
对，当他经过两次的鸡叫，然后他三次不认主的时候，主回头看了他一眼。
When he went through that three times, when the crow was,
主那个
yeah, when the Lord looked back at him after he denied the Lord three times.
弟兄姊妹，彼得在主看他那眼的时候，他碰到主。
And when the Lord looked at him, he met the Lord.
对，也许他在他的身肉身上面跟随主很多年。
Maybe he followed the Lord in, you know, physically.
但是在主转头看他的那个时候呢，彼得真正的遇见主。
But when the Lord turned around and looked at Peter, there he truly met the Lord.
对，他发现哇，原来我是这样的一个人。
Then he realized that I'm such a person.
他发现主用一个其实并不是一个责备的眼光，是一个温柔的眼光看着他，提醒他说：“彼得，我曾经告诉你。”你要被像被筛麦子一样被筛掉，但是我已经为你们祷告，把你们保全了。
That when the Lord looked at him, it was not a look of rebuke, but a look that, you know, Peter, I have told you that you'll be sifted like the wheat, and you know, but I have prayed for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在一个试炼当中，我们这个光景被显露出来。
Brothers and sisters, so during trials when our conditions are revealed,
有时候是很煎熬啊。
Sometimes it's indeed very tough.
是吧？我心中很多挣扎，主啊，我到底做错了什么
？And within us, lots of struggles. What do we do wrong?
为什么要这样子对我
？Why do you treat me this way?
那个心好像在被熬炼。
It's like the heart is being tried.
但是如果一个人的心能够在这个过程里面仍然仰望主
，But if one's heart in such a circumstance can still look upon the Lord,
主啊，不管是平坦道路或是崎岖窄路，我必定要跟随你。
Whether the road is smooth or is winding, I will follow you.
你发现这个人的心越过越单纯。
And you see that the person's heart is pure daily.
因为他不是因为任何的好处。
It's because it's not because of any good, you know, blessing.
也不是因为了补偿某种所犯的罪。
And it's not to make up for sins that are, you know, committed.
他心经过那个试炼的那个试验之后呢，他里面那个只有一个纯粹的一个情况，就是我要单单要主。
But the heart that's gone through that the trying, the purification process, the heart only wants the Lord.
然后其实整个旷野的路程是一个炼净的过程。
The entire journey through the wilderness is a purification process.
有时候我觉得我也不要太 嘲笑这些以色列人。
Sometimes I feel I shouldn't laugh at them.
因为我想想，他们在埃及经过了四百年，并没有放弃他们的信仰。
That in they were 400 years they were in Egypt and they did not give up their belief.
对，在哇，经过四百年的时间呢，他们还是以耶和华为他们的神。
400 years passed and they still look to the Lord as their God.
然后当那个法老去压迫他们的时候。
So when they were oppressed by Pharaoh,
他们向主呼求，向主祷告。
They cry out to the Lord and they pray to him.
对，他们耶和华还是他们的神。
The Lord is still their God.
所以看起来还是不错的，他们还是心还是向着神的。
Their heart is still towards the Lord.
但是当摩西把他们带到旷野的路程当中。
But when Moses brought them into the wilderness,
对他们整个里面的那个光景就一次又一次的被暴露显露出来。
The condition within is once, you know, again and again being revealed.
对不对？经过了十次的神迹。
Through 10 miracles, the signs.
然后到了红海被到了绝境的时候，
When they were at the Red Sea at the end,
他们就开始抱怨。
And they start to murmur.
所以他们就算经过红海，如果没有水没有食物也开始抱怨。
Even though they pass through the Red Sea and they don't have food, they don't have water, they start to murmur.
对，碰到了一些征战也会抱怨。
And they met some battles and they murmur.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他们经过这些旷野这个环境的试炼，
When they gone through the trials in the wilderness,
他们可能会问神说，我们过得好好的，或者说我两年就进去了，不是很好吗？
Maybe they ask that you, I've had a good life, you know, 2 years we could have gone in.
对，上次借着讲是这个，我们他其实两年就是稍微慢慢走，拖延一下，两年也就进去了。
And just share with us that even if you, you know, slow down a little bit, 2 years we will be there.
但是为什么他们要经过四十年？
So why did they have to go through 40 years?
所以他们对于那个巨人的恐惧，
the fear of the giants,
还有他们里面对神的那个不信的恶心，
the evil heart of unbelief,
对，一次又一次经过这些试炼呢，又不断的被暴露显露出来。
It's been exposed again and again during these trials.
所以如果弟兄姊妹，你把这个过程放在我们自己的身上，
So brothers and sisters, when you put that process onto ourselves,
这是同样的道理。
It's the same.
对，每一次来一个试炼来的时候，
When a trial comes to us,
对，可能真的不是我们犯了什么错误。
Maybe we didn't make any mistakes.
但是神就是借这个环境，把我这个人到底是怎么样一个人，把显露出来。
But God used such a circumstance to reveal what I am.
我信心没有学够，我没有信靠主。
I didn't learn to trust in the Lord.
对，这个事情一来的时候呢，我还是有好多的抱怨。
When this thing comes.I still have lots of complaints.
这事情一来的时候呢，我跌倒。
When this thing comes, I fall.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这些情况里面，我们要知道神有他的一个美好的目的。
So brothers and sisters, in such circumstances, we have to know that God has a beautiful purpose.
他要在这个过程当中，把我们每一个人，每一个神的儿女呢，都越练越单纯的。
He wants in this process that every one of us, every child of God can be purified.
然后当那个约伯，我最近试着去读约伯记。
I try to read the book of Job.
对，约伯实在是一个义人，他远离罪恶，是一个敬畏神的人。
He was a righteous man. He was far from sin and he has the fear of the Lord.
但是他心里面有一个恐惧啊。
But he has a fear in his heart.
啊，如果我不好好遵守神的命令的话，神可能会惩罚我，他有这个恐惧。
If I do not follow the commandments of the Lord, he will punish me.
对，他好像是在一个比较表面的一个情况里面，在那边敬畏神，要遵守神的命令。
As if his fear of the Lord is on the, is outwardly, he's fearing the Lord and trying to follow his commandments.
圣经说他没有犯罪。
The Bible said he did not sin.
但是神却允许仇敌加一个非常许多非常严格的这个试炼呢，在约伯的身上。
But the Lord allowed the enemy to put a lot of very strict tests on Job.
对，他失去了儿女，失去了财产。
He lost his children. He lost his, all his belongings.
他失去了他的健康。
He lost his health.
他的三个朋友常常都这样认为。
His three friends always feel this way.
他说你一定是犯罪了。
You must have sinned.
所以你才会今天得到这种报应。
That's why you have this retribution.
你要好好悔改啊。
You have to repent.
然后约伯就很不服气。
So Job was not going, doesn't feel right about this.
对，我实在想不起来，我实在不觉得我哪里故意去得罪我们的神了。
He couldn't think of anything that he had sinned against God.
但是他里面的光景被显露出来了。
But his In the condition within has been reviewed.
我是个对的人，怎么可以这样对我？
I'm a right person. How can you deal with me this way?
对，我不敢，他不敢骂神。
He dare not, you know, talk back at God.
他咒诅自己说，哎呀，我宁愿我没有出生就好了。
He cursed himself that I'd rather that I've not been born.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情哈，也是一个例子。
Brothers and sisters, this is also an example.
叫一个愿意要主的人，他经过这些试炼的时候。他说我过去风闻有你但是今天我亲眼看见你
The one who really wants God that he would say that you know, in the past I've heard of you but today I see you
所以弟兄姊妹这个试炼我但愿在我们以后也许弟兄姊妹你今天在试炼当中
Brothers and sisters maybe today you are in a trial
不过今天讲这个可能 timing 不对大家都考完试
But maybe the timing is not right. You guys are done with your exam.
试炼就通通都刚过去了。
It's all gone.
但不管你如何，你今天经过试炼。
But no matter what, today you know, you're in a trial.
你以后一定会经过试炼。
You in the future you still go through trials.
在人生的这个大海里面，你一定会经过风浪。
See, in the sea of the world, you know, this whole life, you will have storms.
有时候是突然就起来了。
Sometimes it can be very sudden.
有时候是慢慢有个征兆，后来就起来了。
Sometimes you know, you can see a little bit and then it came.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这些事情的时候，我心中盼望我们能够透过这些试炼，看见神在我们身上有他的美意。
So brothers and sisters, when these trials come, I hope in my heart that we will see that God has a purpose in it.
当这些试炼来的时候。
When the trials come,
我里面整个情况被暴露出来。
That my condition within is being exposed.
我是否愿意让神在我身上做一个熬炼的工作？
Am I willing to let the Lord do this purification in me?
对，没有其他任何其他原因。
No, for no other reason.
我只有在这里单单的仰望主。
But here, I wholly lean on to look upon the Lord.
我单纯的看到主啊。不管是任何的路呢，多么黑暗，多么的艰难，我只要你跟我同在。
But simply, Lord, no matter how tough the way will be, I only want you to be with me.
所以圣经里面有一个词很好，叫做真拿达香膏。
In the Bible, it's a word that's very good. Say pure nard.
对，其实真拿达就是 pure nard， 就是那个纯净的那个香膏。
It's a pure nard.
然后在那个中文翻译的时候，你会读成真的香膏，不是山寨的。
It's a pure, it's not an imitation one.
不是掺其他的膏油。
It's not been mixed. It's pure.
它是完全纯净的。
It's pure.
所以那个纯，我觉得翻译很好。它单纯纯净就是真。
And when it's pure, it is true.
所以当我们被炼净之后呢，你发现里面有真的东西就能够。显在我们的身上。
So when we have been purified, there is true. The things are true that can be manifested.
因为很多我们不属于主的那个掺杂呢，慢慢就被火试炼掉。
And all the mixture that doesn't belong to the Lord through the fire, it's being purified.
你发现这个人呢，就是在神面前就好像一个纯净的香膏，他能够闻到那个香味的。
And this person would be like an ointment that's so pure, that is pure.That you can smell the fragrance.
所以弟兄姊妹，请记得哈，当一个试炼来的时候，它有一个功用，它把我们里面真正的光景显出来了。
So brothers and sisters, when a trial comes, it has a function. It reveals our true condition.
不管别人怎么过去怎么看我。
No matter what others looked at me in the past.
也许对我评价很高。
Maybe they think highly of me.
也许我自己都觉得我还蛮爱主。
Maybe I feel myself, you know, I love the Lord.
但是主要把我们里面最根部、最深处的地方把它显露出来。
But the Lord wants to reveal the root, that very deepest part.
目的是叫我们越过、越做一，能够成为一个清新的人。
that more and more will become one who's pure in heart.
越清新的人，你就常常的能够遇见主。
That when you're pure in heart, the more you're pure in heart, then you can meet the Lord frequently.
另外一个，当试炼来的时候呢，他叫我们被带进与基督的苦难的交通当中。
So when trials come, it brings us to enter into the fellowship of the suffering of Christ.
我们请看那个腓立比书三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
腓立比书第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death.
那个和他一同受苦，这个原文的意思就是交通于基督的苦难。
To suffer with him in original text is to have fellowship of his sufferings.
对，我们再看彼得前书四章十三节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 13.
彼得前书四章十三十二十三节。
First Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
与基督一同受苦，你这怎么翻译？
To partakers of Christ's suffering.
对对对，所以与基督一同受苦，就是在基督的 suffering, 他的苦难当中有份有 share 这样子 partaker
then we are partakers of Christ's suffering
如果我们要讲试炼的话主耶稣自己本人受过最多的试炼
if we were to talk about trials the Lord has gone through many trials
请先记得主耶稣是完全完全没有犯过任何的罪
he was sinless
然后但是呢他是受到一切最最不公平的对待。
But he met unfair treatment.
所以他舍弃天上的荣光来到地上。
So he left his glory and came here.
对他一来到地上呢，人就反对他。
And men were against him the moment he was here.
然后轻看他。
They despise him.
然后门徒们也不理解他。
And the disciples do not understand him.
对他受了一些的受了许多的逼迫跟仇恨。
He was being persecuted and hated.
然后门徒许多的迟钝，也没有办法跟他认识他的心意。
And the disciples were slow to understand his heart.
然后最后他上了十字架。
And in the end, he went to the cross.
所以正如我们擘饼的时候所唱的这些诗歌
Just like the hymns we have sang during breaking of the bread
他完完全全不是他应得的但他上了十字架
It was not what he deserved but he went to the cross
然后他去了一些城市去传福音
And he preached the gospel in the cities
对没有人理他
No, they ignore him
他经过了一个又一个的所有一个又一个的试炼
He went through time again all the trials
但稀奇的是他里面与父神的连接从来没有间断。
But amazingly, within him, he was the union with God the Father has not been broken.
他里面喜乐，他顺服神。
He was joyful within, and he submitted himself to the Father.
他可以说父啊，感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。
He can say, "Thank you, Father, that this is your will."
他可以在十字架上反映说。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He can say on the cross, "Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do."
这是我们主他经过所有的试炼、所有的苦难，他里面所发出来的那个反应。
That was the reaction, the response from the Lord after all these trials.
弟兄姊妹，这个神的羔羊是经过试验的，是经过 proved 的。
Brothers and sisters, this Lamb of God has been proved.
他是真真实实是神的性情在他身上，是神的羔羊。他完完全全能够彰显神的光景。
He indeed has the nature of God, and he can manifest the God.
当我 在思想这句话，交通于基督的苦难。
When I was pondering on this word to have fellowship in the sufferings of Christ，
我过去总是有这种想法。
I always think this way in the past。
哇，主太高超了。
That is just beyond us。
他经过这些所有的试炼，他的反应完完全全跟我们不一样。
All the trials that he has been through, his reaction is very different from us.
对，我有生之年就是捡一下他的那种碎渣的反应就好了。
You know, in my this life, if I can just get some of the crumbs, that's good.
但是当我这次思想交通于基督的苦难。
But when I was pondering this time to be partakers of Christ's suffering,
我突然感觉，原来我们可以跟基督在他同样的经历里面一同有份。
That we can indeed be partakers, we can have this same experience of this suffering.
对，也就是说，主耶稣他怎么去对这些苦难做反应？
So how the Lord reacted to all these trials?
对，他当初怎么样去经过这些不公平，所谓不公平的这些对待，他里面的这些的感受感觉。
How he went through, you know, so to say, you know, unfair, you know, treatment.
那我们也可以在当中有这样的交通。
Us too, we can have this fellowship.
所以我心中实在觉得很安慰。
So I'm comforted within.
对，当试炼来的时候呢
？When trials come.
他就把我们带到跟基督在苦难当中的那个交通是一致的。
That when trials come, it brings us into the same that fellowship of Christ's suffering.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹，他们说，很多弟兄姊妹，我们是这样说啊，就是在平常平安无事的日子呢，我跟主好像距离还不是那么近。
Some brothers and sisters will say, you know, when we are okay, our lives are going smoothly, our relationship with God is kind of not very close.
但当有一些试炼、一些难处临到我。
But when trials and difficulties come upon us,
感谢主，跟主特别的亲近。
And we thank the Lord, we are so close to Him.
虽然我还是很怕那种苦难。
Even though we fear those sufferings,
但是在那个过程当中，我知道，我会一回头看，我知道在那个过程里面，我实在是经历了主那个丰富的同在。
But when we look back, indeed, we experience the abundant presence of the Lord.
最后，我们看见。一个经历过试炼而越过越单纯的人。
Lastly, we see that one who has gone through trials and become more pure and purer.
他能够成为别人的供应和祝福的。
He can become a supply and blessing to others.
所以我们看一下哥林多后书一章第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 6.
哥林多后书一章五到六。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verses 5 through 6。
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就是靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ.And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
这件事情很奇妙的。
It's amazing.
这是一个生命的定律。
This is the law of life.
这个比，当然有时候是这样子哈，有时候会这样子。
Sometimes it can be this way.
就是说，比如说我现在在一个非常困难的情况里。
Maybe in such a difficult circumstance.
然后我看了一下，哇，那个 Andrew 弟兄更惨。
When I look at the old brother Andrew, he's even in more, you know, it's worse circumstance.
啊，看到他那么惨，我里面就好安慰。
I feel comforted when he's, you know, even worse in a worse situation that I am in.
那有时候我们可能会有这种感觉了。
Sometimes we feel this way.
但是这边讲的不是那个东西。
But this is not what it's talking about here.
这个是讲到说，当我们这个人经过试炼得着主。
That is that when we gone through the trials and we gain the Lord.
我们自己先得了安慰。
And we are first comforted.
我们走过了。
And we have walked through.
然后那个单纯那个生命在我们的身上。
That pure, that simplicity, that life is in us.
然后当我们跟另一个 也许在相似苦难的试炼当中的弟兄姊妹交通的时候
and when we share with a brother or sister that has a similar suffering
很奇妙那个生命那个经历就自然而然供应了弟兄姊妹
and it's amazing that life naturally just supplied that brother or sister
至少他得了安慰
and at least the person was comforted
许多时候更好这个安慰帮助他经历了相似的苦难
and even better that this comfort will carry the person through
所以弟兄姊妹这个当神给加给我们试炼的时候实在是有美好的目的的
so when the Lord gives have trials upon us
不仅在我们身上他要把祝福带给我们
he has a beautiful purpose not only he brings us blessing
他要把这个祝福带进神的家带给弟兄姊妹甚至带到一些朋友身上
he also wants this blessing to bring to the house of God to the children of God and even to friends
对 当我思想的时候 我就是神就让我想起了一件事情
as I pondered Lord reminded me
对我在查经的时候有时候会提到
sometimes I mention it during Bible study
对是从一位以前的年长弟兄听来的
I heard from a brother that was before us.
就是他有一次去了那个内地的一个村庄里面。
When he went to a village inland.
然后那个村庄那时候已经有很多的基督徒了。
There were many Christians in that village.
所以那个村庄告诉这个弟兄说，他们村庄曾经发生过什么事情。
So this brother told you know this elderly brother what has happened in the village.
也就是说，在文化大革命之前呢，其实只有。一两家没有很多没有很多人只有一两家是信主
so there were only a couple families that you know were believers before the Cultural Revolution
对当那个逼迫来的时候
so when persecution came
然后那个就是那个村庄的干部呢想要消灭这个信仰
so those who are in charge of the village wanted to destroy this belief
对所以但是他用了很多的方法，这个信主的这个家庭呢，就是不为所动，还是坚持他们要信。
So he used a lot of methods, but yet the families were steadfast.
所以啊，这个领导就想出一个蛮狠毒的方式。
So the leader thought a very cruel thing.
对他把他们家这个十二岁的女儿呢，把他抓出来。
So he took the 12-year-old girl, the daughter of the family.
对，就逼迫这个孩子。
And persecuted this child.
我不晓得为什么他可以做到这种程度，所以他用一个牛车哈，后来把那个小女孩在牛车后面把她拖来拖去，在村庄这样子游行。
So he used the ox cart, you know, to drag the girl around the village.
新奇哈，这个小女孩只有十二岁。
Amazingly, this child, though 12-year-old,
对他，但他没有否认主。
She did not deny the Lord.
对他就这样子去世。
So she passed that way.
对，一般我们会想说啊，这个受的这种逼迫，这个家一定非常的沮丧。
So normally we would think that you know under such persecution, this family would have been so lost.
恐怕他们对主的信心，他们。能够不埋怨就不错了，这对主的信心还能够维持吗？很难的。
To not murmur is already very good. Can they still, you know, hold, be strong in faith toward the Lord?
所以稀奇的很，虽然在这个试炼无缘无故的临到这家的这个基督徒的身上。
But amazingly, even though this was, you know, inexplicable that you know it came upon them.
但他们还是坚固。要主的心
but they were strongly they were steadfast toward the Lord
所以这领导也没有办法因为他已经做到这种地步了竟然这个家还是坚持要信主
so the leader do not know what to do because even after he had done all these things the family still was steadfast before the Lord
然后就在这种受逼迫的环境底下
so under such a persecution
然后其他的村民看到他们自家的表现
So the other villagers saw, you know, how the family responded.
哇，大家心都震动了。
They were, their hearts were shaken.
他们说，怎么会有这种事情？
How can this be?
当你的女儿，你失去了你的女儿。
You lost your child.
为什么你还是坚持不放弃你的信仰？
And yet you still hold fast your belief.
他们就来看，就来问。
So they came and look and ask.
弟兄姊妹，他们遇到真拿达香膏了。
Brothers and sisters, they met the pure nard.
因为他们遇到这批人，这几位基督徒家庭里面，他们里面有真的东西。
They met these Christians within them. There's true things.
他们里面有一个纯净的东西。
There's something that was pure in it.
他们说，我看到这家人，我就觉得他们信的是真的。
When I see this family, I can see that what they believe in is true, is real.
这位神对他们来讲是真的。
This God is true to them.
他们是在最大的艰难当中，里面得到那个纯净。
That it was under the worst circumstances that they were purified.
所以后来这村子里面很多人信主。
And afterwards, many in the village came to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们经过试炼之后呢。对人的供应和祝福。
So brothers and sisters, this is when we went through trials, the supplied and blessings that we can give to others.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看你今天经过的任何的事情。
Do not belittle the things that you are going through today.
哎，去年提太多 H1B， 今天先不要提了。
I mentioned a lot about the H1B.
不管你经过的所有的事情，也许有一天。主会用它成为别人的祝福。
No matter what you have been through to gone through today, maybe one day the Lord will use it to be a blessing unto others.
对你工作，你 research 暂时做不出来。
Your work, your research, you have no results.
你怎么经过这件事情的
？How do you go through this thing?
你做不出来就埋怨主吗
？Do you complain? Do you murmur when you can't do it?
你觉得主就不爱你了吗
？Do you think that God doesn't love you anymore?
还是我们的心越过越单纯，知道。主啊，我还是依靠你。
Or our heart is pure yet that we still trust in the Lord.
然后在这过程当中，真实的遇见主。
That in this process we will meet the Lord.
很多很多的事情。
Many things.
我们生病找不到工作。
When we are sick, we cannot find a job.
然后碰到一些环境的老板不好的老板。
A boss was not good.
遇见这些比较坏的人。
Or the people when you consider more like bad.
所以各样的事情。
All sorts of things.
不要小看这些事情。
Do not belittle these things.
这些都能够叫我们成为清心的人。
These can all cause us to be one who is pure in the heart.
记得啊，清心的人必定得见神，要遇见神的。
Remember, the ones who are pure in heart shall see God.
好，我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你实在在我们身上有许多的忍耐和作为。
You indeed have patience and work in us.
主啊，当我们相信你的时候，我们这个人是多么的掺杂。
Lord, when we first believe in you, Lord, what a mixture within us.
但是你照着我们所能够承担的，在那边度量给我们各样的试炼。
For according to what we can handle, Lord, you measure out the trials for us.
好叫我们在这过程里面越练越单纯。
That through this process, Lord, we are more and more pure before you.
我们不仅能够真实的认识你。
Not only can we truly know you.
在我们的身上也实在是经历你那个美好的性情。
That we also experience that beautiful nature of yours.
主啊，帮助我们不再惧怕这些的。苦难和环境。
Lord, help us to not fear all these sufferings and circumstances.
因为你比这些都大。
Because you are greater than these.
而且你在这些的事情当中，你把你最荣耀、最美丽、美好的目的加在我们的身上。
That in all these circumstances, you have put the most glorious and beautiful purpose in us.
主啊，帮助我们在任何情况紧紧地抓住你，依靠你。
That help us, Lord, under whatever circumstances that we will trust in you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.